Lime, duh. What is up, Jabroniacs? I'm coming at you with a surprise bonus episode of Cow Podcast called About Last Night. I had so much to say about the ending of AEW Revolution. I always have to stutter think because I'm like, is it Evolution? Revolution? Still can't believe they have a pay-per-view called Revolution, but whatever. You know, there's infinite names you could choose and you're trying to, whatever. It's fine. But that all being said, I wanted to get this podcast out earlier. But I got delayed for a couple reasons. Some of you might have seen it's. I'll get into this on the main pod this week, but Cowmania 3 in Hawaii is official, and I'll explain more later this week. It's not the point of this, but you could see on our YouTube page, Comedians Wrestling YouTube page, give us a subscribe. But you could see the acceptance of Sheb's rise to power that has happened as the Cow champion. So you can see that. Go to our YouTube page, check that out. And we're only a couple patrons away, by the way, patreon.com/comedianswrestling. So this bonus episode is brought to you by Patreon. If you listen to this pod every single week, consider supporting it. A couple patrons away from new art, stickers going out to every patron. And if you're a patron, you can join us in the CowZoom Thunderdome. We're going to be watching Fastlane and WrestleMania together. It's going to be a good time. But that's not what this is about today. So I want to talk about the ending of AEW Revolution. We'll probably get into it again later in the week. But I had a great conversation with my buddy Skylar Astin this morning. I called him, and he was literally on set, but had a break. And I wanted to connect with him as a performer. You know, I've done a lot of live comedy, a lot of live theater. I always consider myself a live performer because it's like, but I love it so much. I love being in front of a crowd, you know? And it's part of what I appreciate about pro wrestling. It really is like the only... What live theater is on TV? Like, really none. And if there is, they spend like 2 years rehearsing like Peter Pan to do one night. And like Skylar even pointed out this morning, even then stuff goes wrong on those live feeds. And so I just want to take this step away to just be like, it's really funny to make fun of what happened at the end of Revolution last night. It is. And we make fun of it. It's funny. Like people posting great memes, great GIFs. Like, that's awesome. I dig that. That's what the internet's for. So we all kind of got like blue balled, you know? But I just wanted to share my perspective on how I see it, which is like, I always talk on this podcast about what my Coach Lisak, my baseball coach. I was a terrible baseball player, obviously didn't like sports, only did it to put on my college resume. And I rode the bench and I just kind of like entertained the whole team. That was my job. I like played the water jug as like a bongo, and like I did the book. That's all you need to know. If you're a baseball player, did the book. But you always talk about mental errors versus physical errors. And I've talked about this before in the pod. And a mental error means that you're playing, let's say you're playing shortstop. The ball gets hit to, I don't remember how any of this goes, but hit to one place and you go the other way. Or you were in the wrong position for the batting order that's up, or the amount of outs that are happening, or the amount of players that are on base. That means you're not thinking. Your head's not in the game. You're not thinking about what's the best way to play this, right? A physical error is when the ball takes a bad hop. You've gotten in front of it. You've put your whole body in front of the ball, ready to block it. All of a sudden, it hits a pebble in the sand, and then it jumps, and it just jumps over your shoulder. We've seen it in baseball all the time. That is a physical error. And those hurt. They feel terrible, but you brush them off because you did everything right. And it doesn't mean that you couldn't have done better. It doesn't mean you couldn't have moved faster. It doesn't mean that you didn't mess up at all, that there's not error. It is still called an error. But it's the kind you let go because you tried your fucking best, right? And that's how I feel about the AEW Revolution pay-per-view last night. And I think there's so much to celebrate. I think there's a lot of conversation about, well, people only remember that ending. People only are remembering. Not me. No, I don't. I remember that ending, but that's not all I remember. I think the mental error here, there was no mental error. Tony Khan or whoever books this had a great idea for some booking that was you were way behind. They were way ahead of you. None of you thought Eddie Kingston would come out and lay on Jon Moxley. None of you. I didn't think it. It was great. It was storytelling you don't even expect from pro wrestling that is emotional. I mean, I was like, wow, that's awesome. Like in that moment, I was like, that's amazing. And for me, I guess maybe this could just come from my theater background. And like, you know, the example I always give is like, God, like we were put on sketches at UCB and like we had a budget of $0 and we would all pitch in to buy like a $50, $60, $70 like fake glass vase, right? Like they're made of sugar glass. They're so fragile. And it's like, look, you smash that over my head on this line and we can't practice it because we can't afford to. And then you inevitably get into the sketch and you pick it in your hands and it breaks and you're like, fuck, you still smash it and you roll with it. And that's part of doing theater, you know? And that's part of the risk. See, like, I adore the risk that AEW took last night. It was big, bold thinking that we need to applaud. They were going to explode the ring, best friend laying on, taking the grenade for him, even though he's, right? You know the story. They're best friends. He says, you left me behind. But there's still so much fucking love between the two of them. Where when the shit really hit the fan, Kingston was not going to lay back and let his friend die. I'm emotional. I mean, that's so good from wrestling. It's the stuff I clamor for. So I would take that writing over the pyro not going off any fucking day. We've seen WWE shows where they nail the pyro all the time, and it's the beauty of WWE. The beauty of WWE is, I mean, come on, they're so big budget. They're a fucking machine. They're a beautiful, beautiful man circus. I love it. And that is part of what is so great about wrestling is that execution. So like, if I had my choice, would the whole ring have exploded properly? Yes. No one didn't want that to happen. Yeah, this isn't a better outcome. If you're saying that was like, yo, you got worked, this is the better outcome. No, no, no. It's not. The best outcome was to see them explode because it ended up being kind of silly. But to me, I am not just, that's all I remember. I remember a killer death match. I don't even like death matches that much. That match hooked me. I see Kenny Omega successfully pulling off the video game villain bad guy gimmick where he's literally like Dr. Robotnik or some shit with the countdown in the background going down and him laughing and leaving leaving his opponent tied up in the ring to explode and he has to get out of it and you're like, oh my god, is this just a video game cutscene where someone's gonna fucking save me or is this gonna go into actual gameplay and I gotta figure out how to get out of this? Like, it had that feel and I loved it. I mean, it was so good. It was so fucking good. The match was so good. The storytelling was so good that I just want to say, like, this is a, do not, it's like, as wrestling fans, we want to encourage Tony Khan to keep taking these risks, to keep aiming for the stars. Because, yes, he could buy anything he wants, but, you know, money doesn't buy everything going perfectly, right? Like, I mean, how many examples do we need of big budget things going wrong? It happens. It's always going to happen. It's live. You know, we'll do it live. I mean, So I just want to take a second to say that my thought is that that match and that story was told brilliantly, and there were no mental errors. The head was in the fucking game, and then it took a bad hop. The segment took a bad hop, and yeah, we can laugh at it, but like, are we going to be defined as wrestling fans as that's what we remember, that's what we remember, that's what we remember? I don't know. I mean, I guess I kind of reject it. I think wrestling is ambitious. It's crazy. No, nothing else. All your precious WandaVisions are very rehearsed. I was talking to Skyler. He was like, yeah, every time I do a scene with a gun, the stunt coordinator is like, look, the gun could jam and then the take's no good. That's on a big budget set of something, you know? Like, that shit always happens. So I guess to me, it's like, yeah, are we going to remember that? Of course. But is that the takeaway? No, the takeaway is that AEW is doing some cool shit. And they're taking some risks, and they're aiming for the stars. And they should continue. They should continue. I'll watch a million pay-per-views of AEW having physical errors than a million safe mental errors. So, I don't know. That's just my thoughts. I thought, I just think the conversation is like, just, I don't know. You know, I just had to say it. So, look, it's not this big controversial thing. I'm just saying, hey, can we take a step back? That match was killer. Had a terrible moment, but man, their head was in the game, and the storytelling was on point. So, anyway, we'll talk more about all this later. But I just had to get some thoughts out there, stirring in my head all day. Anyway, terrific job, Jon Moxley, Kenny Omega, an amazing main event of a pay per view, and great job, Eddie Kingston, with that storytelling. Leading up to that moment, I was way behind that storyline. That was great. And then, all right, the pyro didn't go off. I don't know. It's fine. And it's fine. Yeah, it was funny. It was funny for a minute. It was a joke, but I'm more hooked on story. And the story was really good. This match, the storytelling, the match was really good. Kenny advanced his character. Moxley successfully wrote himself off the show in a way where when he comes back, it'll be awesome. And him and Eddie forged something there, whether this didn't go off or not. And you still feel that emotion between those two. So, physical errors, mental errors. That's where I'm at. Anyway, guys, make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check out our new package for WrestleMania 3, which is happening WrestleMania weekend in Hawaii. Shebs is holding the King of Iron Fist, whatever. We'll talk about it. I'm sure we'll come and talk about it on Wednesday. But subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can see what's going on. And And also patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Support the podcast. We're a couple patrons away from brand new stickers going out, new cow art. I'm excited to unleash all this stuff on you guys. We only need like two or three more patrons, so let's do it. And we'll see you guys for the main episode this late Wednesday/Thursday morning. Everybody, cheers up.
Comedians of wrestling. I listen on Thursday when I go to work.